Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana coaches of girls sports all-state softball teams will drop in town this weekend. Indiana U's Andy Moore Field on Saturday and Edgewood High School Friday for a big, big weekend. Indiana, of course, hosting the ball playing between North and South. Two games on Saturday starting at 10:15. Edgewood, boy, it's a win-win situation this year for old EHS. All-state first sacker Taylor Acuff is a member of the South squad, and her high school coach, Mick Hammond, who also serves as AD at Edgewood, getting set to host the State Association for a big banquet on Friday night.
It's been up at Indianapolis at Ben Davis for as long as I can remember, and they wanted to try something different this year and brought it down here. So they'll have their practice there at 2:45 or so for till like 4:45 tomorrow, or Friday, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And then they come out here for a little banquet from 7 to 10. They'll get a nice meal, and then they'll introduce all of them, and then they'll also announce anyone who's going into the IHSA or ICGSA Softball Hall of Fame. We're going to host it for them, and I'm proud that we're available to do that. I think they got into a little bit more of a cost factor than they thought out there at IU renting some of their facilities. I'm tickled to death that we can help them out here. You know, I'm very proud of what we have here and eager to have them out here.
And, well, he should be. Mick Hammett, the AD at Edgewood High School. Again, the banquet set to start Friday night at 7. And I tell you, Mick couldn't be happier because he knows, too, come spring of next year, New Pal, who won its second straight state title in 3A, is going to be moving on up to 4A next spring due to the success rate formula of the IHSAAs. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Headed to the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Her name, Whitney Thomas, class of Bloomington North 2005. I tell you, talk about someone that persevered and overcame some adversity. She didn't let a couple of knee injuries bother her from posting outstanding numbers in two sports, volleyball and basketball, both at North and then later at Indiana U. The adversity met thanks in large part to, well, a lot of hard work, rehab, and a very close-knit family. Heck, Whitney, with a second knee surgery ending her high school career, still made honorable mention All-State that year, and then went on to play 4 years in basketball at Indiana. Was a two-time second-team All-Big Ten selection. She came back and actually played a fifth year as a volleyball player under the handling of Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan, who, like Whitney, becomes part of the class of 2018 of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame.
You know, it's an amazing opportunity, and people are here. What a wonderful opportunity. Back when I was in school, we were able to play multiple sports, and I hope people can continue to do that. It's nice that I think that gives you a full experience. I played 4 years of basketball, and then Coach Dunbar got together with my college coach for basketball and decided that maybe I should give volleyball a shot. So, you know, I said, why not? I was very, very thankful for that opportunity. I would not be here today without my family. We are a very close-knit, tight family. We all live here in Bloomington. My parents, my brother, they live two doors down from each other, and that kind of says, you know, the type of family that we are, and we really supported each other along the way, and I'm so very thankful for them.
Well, headed to the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, Whitney Thomas, Bloomington High School North and Indiana U. The seventh class will be enshrined July the 13th at the Convention Center. I'm Joe Smith.